You know me. It's always frustrating to lose, no matter how it looks. Whenever you can, go out there and you feel like you're being efficient. Obviously, there's so many things that I'm gonna lose sleep over offensively that we can do better. Anytime we lose, it doesn't matter if we score 2 points or 50 points. Anytime you lose, it never feels good. Yeah, I think that every game is different. It's always going to be something. You always want to come out, come out fast and come out to win in the second half. You want to come out fast in the first half, come out to win in the second half, and sometimes you do both. Sometimes you do neither. Sometimes you can do a good job and do one of them, but. I don't know. It's tough. I know it's a tough question for me to answer just without seeing why, on the film. But in my head, I just, think that, this game is, so difficult that you want to do both, but sometimes it's hard to.
Derek, do you see yourself playing more within yourself maybe than you did last year? I mean, I think that last drive when you took him for a touchdown, and you almost had a chance to get the ball back.
Yeah.
Just a short pass, and I could easily see you in the last two shots.
Yeah.
It didn't work out, maybe. And this time,
yeah.
Just kept taking the short
legs. We've worked really hard. Obviously, they've worked really hard with me. Coach Dowling's worked really hard with me to know when it's okay to do that, and to know when it's, better in the situation. What down and distance? Is it 2nd and 5 or is it 2nd and 14? Just like there's a whole bunch of little things that go into, what's going on in my head. I would say this year was different is, during the game, I'm thinking more. It's not getting the call, okay, this is this route, it's this, this is my read, versus, now I get the call and it's like second nature and I can think about other things like, the situation. And not saying I didn't last year, but it's just easier this year. I'm thinking situation. I know exactly what coverages they play in certain situations. Obviously, you're ready for anything, but all those things are going through my head, numbers and percentages and, what they're doing in the game, the flow of the game. And I think that that's what's so different is that when I get the call, it's just second nature to me now. And I just, I'm going out there and just playing. I'm sorry, on which one?
It was successful at 4th and 2.
The fourth?
And he challenged the spot and you hit the first
down. Dang, I don't even remember. What was the play that the play to Coop? That challenge? On the sideline where Coop caught the ball? Oh, okay. I remember the third down. When Coop, because on the sideline, he caught on the sideline. I remember when I went over there, you could see like his, toe drag in the dirt, and it was a yard past the marker, And so, Coach obviously was pointing there, looking at it like there. And so by the time I got over there, they were already talking about it, and they saw like his foot in the dirt. So, we were happy to have the dirt right then. Yeah, they really, really. I mean, I've been a part of some games where they really don't want you to throw it deep, but they really tried not to let us throw it deep. And when we do that, you have to take the intermediate throw, sometimes even the check down throw. And, sometimes it's going to be like that. And, I think I speak for everybody. We worked really hard on, whenever we caught the ball, get vertical, get north and south, because it might be just one of those games. You never know with a team. And so they really, I think we hit some big plays last week, and put that on film. Obviously with Coop and Crab, all those guys, and Seth, Andre making plays on film. You see all those things on film. So let's keep it, in front of us kind of a deal. So they definitely did a really good job of taking that stuff away. I mean, I was trying, obviously you guys know me. I'm going to try and, even sometimes I'll even throw it anyway, But, they really did a good job of keeping everything in front of them and rallying to tackle. And, they do a great job at what they do. Obviously, they beat us, so they did a better job of it today.
Derek, it's still a small sample size, I realize. Do you think this is going to be the kind of season we have to score 35 points a game?
I don't know. Like you said, it is a small sample size. I know for us, there's so much going on in my head and on our players' heads offensively that we don't even have time to think like that. I'm just being honest. They're in the first half. We didn't even get things started. And to us, we're like, we know we can get things started. We know we can make this play. There was a flat route where the linebacker did. I mean, he did a good job of holding before when I threw it to Lee, but right past that linebacker was Crab. And it's like, man, I'm better than that. Those are the kind of things that are going through my head, because the only thing that I can do to help this team is prepare and work hard myself. You know, that's all I can do, and that, you know, that's what I'm focused on. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, all the time, and throughout the whole game. You know, we're always talking. You know, this is the great thing about this team is, you know, we're not going to be pulled apart. You know, we understand the situation. We understand what's going on, but there's nothing that's going to divide us at all, you know, because this is the ultimate team game. This is, you know, it takes all 53 guys every Sunday, every single Sunday it takes. And so, you know, we understand that and we have a great grasp on that because our leadership has taught us that and we understand and that's what we believe and have bought into. So, you know, they got our back just like we got theirs. Yeah. You know, the guy I talk to the most is obviously Khalil, you know, obviously just because our, you know, friendship. But every time I come off, you know, he always is right there for some reason, you know. And, you know, obviously that guy's always on it. You know, him, Bruce, Reggie, all those guys, man, they're all jumping around, getting excited. And that's what you want to see in your defense. You know, whenever you come off the field, and I think back a couple years, there was like one time where I looked and I actually noticed, you know, where there was a difference in the feel. And that's what you don't want to see. These guys, they're in it, man. That's why I don't, it's so easy for me to say, but hard, you know, obviously for you guys to believe me, but I don't worry about them, you know, because I know how talented they are. I throw against them every day. And I say that with such confidence because they've picked my balls off, you know, they've batted them down. They've done, they get back there. They stop our runs sometimes, you know, in practice. And training camp was so competitive. That's why I'm not worried at all, you know, because sometimes there are stretches like that. You know, it's football, man. Sometimes it's like that, man, but we'll go back to the drawing board and I'm not worried about it. Yeah. No, man, I'll say this. I think we did a better job of it this year. Last year against Cincinnati, we were all so jacked up to have, you know, our new plays that we're going to run, and it's the new season, it's a new start and all those things. And we were so fired up that we came out and we weren't focused on any details. I mean, not just a little bit. I mean, we weren't focused at all. You know, we were just out there running wild. This year, we're such a more disciplined, you know, team, so much more focused. I think that we came out flat just because it is what it is. You know, they played certain coverages that kept the ball in front, and, you know, we didn't convert on certain situations on our end. And so I just think sometimes it just happens that way. You know, but once we got to the sideline and could look at it, then you just, I mean, you get in the game flow and you just keep going. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to play, you know, next week. We're on the road again against a really tough team that we know, you know, has a lot of talent. They got obviously a great coach. You know, they got great coaching. You know, we're really, you know, obviously looking forward to playing them. You know, obviously this one is so recent. The wound is still open, you know, but we'll do a good job of, you know, learning. Obviously, we have to learn from our mistakes. We have to get better. And all we do is compete. That's all I know, man. You know, that's ever since I was little, you know, I had two big brothers that picked on me. It took me a while until I could fight them and beat them in something. So that's all I know is whenever you lose, get knocked down, I just don't stop, you know. And that's the same way with our team.